bottles of liquid zeolite. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome in. Thanks for being here. I so appreciate you joining me each and every week at this time. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our favorites. He's a noted automotive journalist. He's got a cool website called iZoom.com and also has written many automotive books. Larry Edsel will be telling us about some of his recent adventures and travels and vehicles that he has driven. Also coming up on today's broadcast on many of these Auto World stations, in hour number three, we're going to be talking with two interesting gentlemen. The first guy is the publisher of a very unique online publication called Automotive Traveler. Mr. Rich Truesdell will be joining us to tell us all about the publication and some of the cool things that he's got planned for the upcoming new edition. Also joining us in hour number two will be Ken Lotka from the Motion Picture and Television Classic Car Club. They're having a big event coming up on July 4th, and we'll tell you all about that. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can send me an email anytime. Probably the best email address is Bob Long Radio, BOBLONGRADIO, at yahoo.com. And we'll throw out a trivia question or two along the way. But right now, it's my pleasure to welcome esteemed automotive journalist, author, and the man with iZoom.com, the website, Mr. Larry Edsel, to Auto World. Hey there, Larry. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm getting over a cold. If I cough every once in a while, forgive me.
That's okay. That just adds more excitement to the live broadcast here.
Right.
So are you still in the Michigan area, or are you back in your native Phoenix area?
No, actually, I'm going to be in Michigan and Illinois pretty much all summer. For one thing, it's hotter than blazes in Phoenix. And for another thing, I've got places I can stay here, and there's not much car stuff happening in Phoenix when it's this hot, but there's a lot happening here in the Midwest. So I've been going, except for this weekend, I've gone to one or two car shows every weekend.
Oh, that's great. Give us a little update where you've been in the last few weekends. What have been some of the cool things that you've seen?
Well, let's see. I was at last weekend, I think it was. I was at the Bloomington Gold Corvette Show. Mm. And then the last day of that is the Corvettes leave, and the what they call survivor cars come in. And Bloomington Gold, of course, has been around for, I think, almost, I want to say almost 40 years, but it might actually be 40, but it seems to me it's like this is the 38th annual or whatever. And it's a Corvette show that is devoted, as your listeners know, to preserving Corvettes as they came out of the factory. Not modifying them, not souping them up, not changing them, but leaving them alone. And they've had great success, and of course, a Bloomington Gold certified car, once you go to sell it, is worth more than a, you know, other Corvette. Because it's been inspected by people that are Corvette experts, including guys who used to work on the assembly line building the cars. So these are people who really know these cars, and it's fascinating how fastidious they are on making sure everything is absolutely right. Well, they did that for a long time, and then starting, I think, 3 years ago, they decided, hey, let's offer this judging for non-Corvettes. So what they do is every year they select around 100 what they call survivor cars, and these are not Corvettes. These are all kinds of cars that people have preserved in showroom condition. And it's, it's just amazing to me. You walk out on this golf course, and here's, like, 54 Pontiac that is pristine and looks like the guy bought it yesterday.
Amazing.
And, a lot of them are cars that have been owned by a family from new. There was actually a guy from Oklahoma that drove up in his 1954 Chevrolet.
No kidding.
And the car looks like, you know, it's got a little wear and tear on it, but this guy's owned it since he bought it new. And he drove it. He said, and it was funny. He said, I don't believe in them trailer queens. So he drove it 800 miles from Oklahoma to northern Illinois so he could get his car judged.
Oh, that's a fantastic story, Larry. Bloomington Gold, as you point out, is kind of the holy grail for Corvette judging. If you get one of those gold or silver certificates, it can really add significantly to the value of your Corvette.
Yeah, and what's happening now with all collector cars is that people are realizing, and as they say, it's only new once. And the unmodified cars, the survivor cars, whether they've gone through the survivor show or just, you know, they are survivor cars, lowercase s, have become much more sought after by car collectors. And for one thing, you know, somebody has taken the time to preserve this car. And some of them, you know, used to be daily drivers and you know, now are kind of put away and preserved. But these cars have become so much more valuable. And one of the things that they're valuable because of is that a lot of cars have to be restored. You know, they've just deteriorated so much that, you know, you have no choice but to restore it if you want to do anything with it. And these cars become the benchmarks, you know, so that if you're going to restore, say, a, you know, 42 Packard, well, you can go find one of these cars and see it and say, oh, this is the one part I'm supposed to use, or this is what the interior was really like, or, you know, so there's a value in that, too, so...
That's a cool thing that they've done. They're expanding to the Survivor Car Show. So a little bit of something for everybody. And I imagine it ran the gamut price-wise, too, as far as the value of some of these cars that showed up as Survivor cars.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was funny. I was talking to a couple guys. One guy, you know, and we talk about, you know, people start being car collectors because you want to get the car that you either had in high school and couldn't keep or that you wanted in high school and couldn't afford. And there was a guy with a, I think it was an 81 Toyota Celica Supra, which is the Supra, of course, not, you know, became its own model, but at first it was a version of the Celica. And he had had the same car in high school, but he was telling me, he said, you know, it had 100,000 miles, it was an old beater, and he said it finally got to the point it needed tires, and the tires would have been more valuable than the car was. So he got rid of it, but he loved the car. Well, here he is now in his early 40s. He finds a pristine Celica Supra online, flies to Pennsylvania, sight unseen, buys the car for only like $8,000 and brings it, you know, 8 years later, he's got it at the Survivor Show and he gets, you know, because it's this beautiful example of what they were like. And it's the only, I said to him, I said, do you have other cars in your collection? He said, nope, this is it. And, you know, he said, it's, he drives it about 5,000 miles. You know, well, he's put 5,000 miles on it in 8 years, taking it to shows, and it's his baby. And then there was another guy I was talking to that had a, I want to say it was a 52 Packard. And I said, how long have you had it? And he said, I bought it in March, but he bought it from the original owner. You know, and it was a case, there's a lot of cases where somebody was the original owner and their kids aren't interested in the cars or whatever. And they just, you know, hey, I can get some money for this. And he was saying, you know, he bought the car very reasonably priced. And here again, it's a car that looks like it drove off the showroom yesterday.
Oh, that's great. Another thing very cool about the event there in Bloomington is the auction. This is the only, as far as I know, all Corvette auction in the entire world. Tell us all about that.
Oh, yeah. Meekum Auctions from Northern Illinois has the Corvette only auction. They usually have around four Corvettes, and you know, they have some spectacular ones. But to me, the thing they did this year that was so interesting to me was they did a special grouping of 23 black Corvettes from 1954 through 69. They drove them in together.
Now, hold that thought. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear more about it, Larry. This is Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems, from new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports. Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. My name is Bob Long. We so appreciate you being here with us as we have lots of fun. And Larry Edsel was a guy we always bring on to bring us lots of fun, his adventures out there on the road. And Larry is joining us from Michigan. He kind of splits his time between the Midwest and Arizona. And Larry, of course, is a noted automotive journalist. Also esteemed author and has a really cool website called iZoom.com. Before the break, we were talking about the Bloomington Gold event, which used to be just exclusively for Corvettes, but now has expanded. It was held last weekend in St. Charles, Illinois at the Pheasant Run Resort, and they now have a survivor class and a special day for those cars on Sunday. But before the break, we were talking about the Mecum auction, which was devoted entirely to Corvettes. And Larry, you were describing this very unique collection of all black Corvettes. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, there were 23 all black Corvettes from 54 through 69. And they kept them to, the thing that was so cool, I think it's cool just to do, you know, all of one color. But, so they drove them into town together, they drove them through downtown St. Charles together with a police escort, they took them out to the Pheasant Run Resort, they parked them next to each other on the golf course, you know, here's this row of 23 black Corvettes, and then for the auction on Saturday, they went up on the block, one after the other, 23 black Corvettes in a row. So it's a very cool idea. Mecum does some very clever things like this. And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I would guess that the value of those cars, the bidding on those cars was higher because, you know, they actually did this presentation of, hey, here's this group of 23 black Corvettes.
Yeah,
and you could do it with, you know, you could do it with yellow Corvettes or red Corvettes, but there was just something, and part of the reason was they did those years was those were the years that they did black cars, you know, because there aren't always black Corvettes.
That's true.
Yeah. So they picked those cars, and it was just a very cool thing to see.
Absolutely. And I understand also part of the event, I did an interview with David Burrows, the founder of Bloomington Gold, a number of weeks back. He was going to have some special Corvette seminars, some interesting stories and information from some very important folks.
Oh, right. Yeah, and then one of the things they did, too, was there was a barn-found Corvette. They have this thing called the Great Hall, where they pick significant Corvettes and display them indoors and with you know, all the information about the car. And then they also honor Corvette people. One of the honorees this year was Tony DiLorenzo, who raced the Owens Corning Corvettes and back in the late 60s and early 70s, and people like that. Well, one of the things, when you first walked into this Great Hall, there was this very recently barn-found Corvette. I think it was I'm going to get this wrong. I'm going to say it was a 57 Fuelie, but I'm probably wrong on the year. I think it was newer than that. Anyway, it was like it had been pulled right out of the barn in northern Illinois or wherever, central Illinois, where they found this thing a month or two ago, brought right on display, still covered with all the dirt and grime from sitting in a garage for, you know, 15, 20 years, however long it's been there. Well, one of the things they did then was they had you filled out a card saying, okay, what should they do with this card? Should they restore it? Should they leave it the way it is? Or should they just clean it up enough and do enough restoration to get it running again? And then they also talked about that at some of the seminars about, you know, the whole thing about, you know, how do you decide if you're going to restore a car or if you're going to try to leave it alone or, you know, are you hurting the value or adding to the value? And that was one of the things they talked about at several of their seminars.
That's great. Larry Ensel is with us. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. We'll throw out a Corvette trivia question, a rather easy one, but nevertheless a little bit of a puzzler. There was one year that they didn't sell any production Corvettes. They built a few, but they didn't sell any of them. They weren't available for sale in dealership. There were only a few of this particular model year Corvettes, a Corvette made. We'll leave it at that for now. We may have to give some more hints. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So I would imagine, Larry, at the Bloomington Gold event, there were Corvettes from every vintage, from the first generation right up to the present sixth generation. And, of course, we're not that far away from the seventh generation.
No, and you know, they're working over in Warren, Michigan, at the GM Tech Center on the next generation. Yeah, one of the what I thought was one of the most interesting Corvettes I saw at Bloomington Gold was a car that's called the Chief, and it's the only Corvette I've ever seen with a dealer-installed hood ornament.
No kidding.
And it has, it's probably a 4-inch, maybe 5-inch tall, I think it was probably copper, because now it's got this very greenish patina to it, Native American Indian Chief's head. Excuse me. And it's owned by the son of the guy who bought it, who designed, had this little Indian head made for it, and had and insisted that the dealer install it before he buy the car. He was one of the first people to buy, he's from New York, he actually bought a an old foreclosed upon golf course back in the 30s and turned it into the family home. And it was named for the local Native American tribe. And he became very involved in tribal history and in all the lore, and he wanted this emblem on his car. So therefore they called it the Chief, and it's still there, and it's probably, like I say, it's probably the only Corvette that has a dealer-installed hood ornament. And it's just a wonderful story, and this guy was telling me the story, and he now calls himself the caretaker of the car, and he said it will never sell. It will eventually go to his own, you know, his children and all that. But he started showing the car again. And it's very strange to be walking past this row of Corvettes and here's one with a stand-up hood ornament.
Definitely. That would be enough to surprise me as well. Any other cool happenings there at the Bloomington event? What was your favorite day? Was it the Survivor Day?
Yeah, I've come to where I really enjoy the Survivor Day just because it's such an eclectic mix of cars, you know, because it's all over the board. It's not like, you know, and I hate to say this, but if you've seen, you know, 300 walk by 300 Corvettes, you know, they're just Corvettes. I know that sounds terrible, but what I like about the Survivor show is it's so eclectic. You know, it's all over the place. There's, you know, there's cars from back in the, oh, I'm trying to think what the oldest one I saw was, probably late 30s all the way up to, I think they have to be 25 or 30 years old to be even eligible to go to the Survivor show. But lots of, you know, 50s and 60s American cars. And you go to car shows, like a weekend car show someplace, and you see a lot of the muscle cars and all that. But you go to this and you see, like, the mundane, you know, maybe the car that your grandmother would have driven or your, you know, your uncle had. But it's pristine, and because it's so pristine and old, they're like little time capsules that take you right. Oh, I remember seeing that when I was, you know, doing this, you know, riding my bicycle as a kid, and you know, the guy down the street had this car, and you know, it's just a wonderful experience. I'm almost disappointed that they don't do more Survivor car shows. I know here in Michigan every fall.
Absolutely.
They have what
they call the Hold that thought,
car show.
Larry. We'll
okay.
be back with more.
Is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma. asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out there, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We're back live with Larry Edsel. We got a trivia question out there about the Corvette, the year of the Corvette, but GM didn't sell these vehicles to consumers. It was kind of a transitional year between one generation and another generation. The telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll narrow it down. It happened between 1975 and 1985. What was the one year that you could not buy a new Corvette? As far as I know, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Larry, as you pointed out, the Survivor class is really cool and seems to be a little bit of a trend throughout the hobby these days as we go to a lot of classic car events and auctions. Ever since Tom Cotter turned out all of his books there, The Cobra and the Barn. It just seems like we're seeing more barn finds going over auction blocks, and just people seem to be more open to it.
Yeah, and they're wonderful cars, and finding a car in a barn is everybody's dream. But the thing I like about the Survivor cars is that, these are cars that for the most part people have used and just cared for very carefully, and they haven't necessarily been stored away and hidden for, decades and to be rediscovered. They've just been very carefully used and people actually drive them and they've just taken very good, immaculate care of them, and it's just fascinating to see them. And what I was starting to say was, I'm surprised there aren't more Survivor shows, where a category for Survivor awards at various local car shows. And I was going to say that here in Michigan every year, one of the shows that's delightful to go to is called the Orphan Car Show.
Oh, tell us about that.
Orphans are cars where the manufacturer is no longer making those cars. So you see things like, Edsels, because, you know, Ford's still in business, but they don't make Edsels. You know, now Plymouth can go, and I think the rule is it has to be been out of business for a certain number of years. So, like, you can't take a Pontiac yet, but in a few years you can. And it's just fascinating to go see some of these cars that you've forgotten they even made them in some cases. But yet, back in the day, they might have been very popular cars.
No, that's
so
true.
The orphan car show or the orphan class. So.
There's so many. When you stop and think about it, I've been doing a little bit of history reading on the automobile and look at the manufacturers that were once here in this country. And two states that you've been in recently, both Indiana and, of course, Michigan, you know, had so many small American car manufacturers at the turn of the century.
Oh, right. You know, and it was hundreds of car manufacturers. You know, we joke, you know, when I was at Auto Week, we used to joke about who will be the six or seven survivors of all this, you know, the consolidation that was going on. But back, you know, back 100 years ago, I mean, there were hundreds of car makers, and some of them only made, you know, a handful of cars, and some maybe made a few hundred before they went out of business, and some were in business. A lot of them closed down, you know, when World War I broke out. Many of them closed down, couldn't survive the Depression, and a lot of them made some very cool cars, but, you know, they just didn't have the financial. I mean, people forget about the fact that Ford Motor Company, as we know it now, was not the first time Henry Ford tried to build cars. You know, he had had another company started and it didn't make it, mm-hmm. And then he had to go out and, you know, try again. You know, he was not successful on his first attempt. Oldsmobile. You know, it was the same thing. Oldsmobile was involved in lots of car companies and finally got one that really worked well. And, of course, now there's no more Oldsmobile. So it's the way it is. And the other thing is that people forget is that at one point, Indianapolis was very much challenging Detroit as the American motor city. And that's part of the reason why the Indianapolis Speedway was built was as a proving grounds for the Indianapolis automakers and the component makers.
You know, that's a really good point.
The track is in Indianapolis, not Detroit, because in the early 1900s, Indianapolis was the other motor city and threatening Detroit to be the motor city.
Let's talk about some of the other cool events that you've visited recently. Last weekend was the Bloomington Gold event. Where else have you been, Larry?
Well, I think the last time we talked, I was just coming back from the Motor Muster, which is the one of the two annual car shows at Greenfield Village, which is a wonderful setting for
a car
show.
Yeah. Tell our listeners a little bit more about Greenfield Village because, you know, that whole area there, Ford has done such a wonderful job in creating a great historical piece and a great thing for folks to visit when they're in the Detroit area.
You know, everybody quotes Henry Ford as saying history is bunk, but the man was very much a historian and a collector of historic things. And so he assembled at Dearborn, right next to the Ford World Headquarters in Dearborn, Michigan, what's called Greenfield Village. And it's a village made up of historic buildings. They have the building where Lincoln practiced law in central Illinois. They basically took Thomas Edison's workshops from Menlo Park, New Jersey, and moved them to Michigan. And there's all of these historic buildings that have come from all over the place. And they've been set up as a little village with streets and you walk from building to building and there's all this historical significance to it. When Carl Sandburg was on the faculty at University of Michigan, they built him a house. Well, that house has now been moved from Ann Arbor to Dearborn and is part of Greenfield Village. And it sits right next to the Henry Ford Museum, which, of course, is, kind of, other than maybe the Smithsonian, you know, probably the collector of the most historic stuff in the country. And twice a year then, at the Greenfield Village, they have car shows. One is in the fall for older cars, really old cars, up to 1932, I think it is, or 31. And then in the spring, they have the motor muster for cars from 1932 through 76, the bicentennial year. And, of course, all the time, they have Ford Model Ts running around. And you can actually go ride into a Ford Model T. And a few times a year, they actually have Model T driving lessons.
So you
can go
no
to Granville Village and take. Because driving a Model T is different than driving anything else because, you know, it's not set up with the kind of controls that we know today for driving a car. You know, there's no key. And, you know, there's all these extra foot pedals and levers that you have to adjust. And they actually have classes there where you can go learn to drive a Model T.
Oh, wow. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to drive a Model T, because that's something
I don't know. I've never driven one. I once drove the Duryea brothers from Springfield, Massachusetts, built what's considered the first true American car. And I once drove a recreation of the Duryea car. And actually, one of the things we did with it was we drove it through a Taco Bell drive-through, just to talk about juxtaposition. And I've driven a reproduction that Mercedes did of the original Benz, the first Mercedes-Benz, before it was even called Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Their very first car. But I've never driven a Model T for some reason.
No.
So I can't really tell you what it's like. But it is, you know, it is interesting, like driving the Duryea and driving this, the first of the Benz cars, because for one thing, you sit way up high, because it's basically, you know, they were motorized buggies for horses. So they removed the horse and they put in a motor. So you sit very high, you have very high wheels, very skinny wheels, and you steer with a tiller, you know, kind of like
uh-huh.
you would steer with at the back of a boat using, you know, the outboard engine kind of a thing. And it's just a very different experience. You're totally exposed to the elements, which is why they wore, you know, covers, slickers, to keep the dust off and stuff, because it was pretty, and you're being assaulted, now the recreations have taken care of this, but you're being assaulted by oil and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Engine, so.
Hold that thought. More straight ahead with Larry Edsel right here on Auto World.
Today on The Long Drive, a $60,000 plus Hyundai. The Long Drive is brought to you by Life Shield.
So is it too late to talk to the kids?
Say yeah, goodnight. Yeah, they're already asleep.
I really miss you guys.
Well, then you should tell your boss, no more business trips.
Yeah, right, that'll go over well. Anyway,
I just heard a noise downstairs.
What?
Oh my God, someone's in the house!
Call 911 and don't move.
But they're already in the house!
Don't put your home and your family at risk. Call LifeShield Home Security today. 877-404-7453. Get the best protection at the best price. It's 65% less expensive than ADT or Broadview. And with three layers of backup protection, LifeShield's wireless system stays on during power outages if your internet goes down, even if your phone lines are cut.
I have to get the kids!
Just wait for the police!
And right now, get 30 days of free home security with LifeShield's risk-free trial. Call 877-404-7453. Protect your home and family now. Call 877-404-7453 or visit trylifeshield.com for more. Call 877-404-7453 now.
The Hyundai Equus has the Mercedes S-Class in its gun sights. Priced at around $60,000, it has more standard equipment than any other vehicle on the road with a price tag of less than $100,000. It even has an iPad owner's manual. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, tells us more.
Yeah, they're more like a business jet than they are what you would typically expect to find inside of a passenger car, even some of the high-end vehicles. If you are interested in one of the Hyundai Equus models, they will actually come to your home or office to discuss the sale with you there.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu Berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
We're back with Larry Edsel from iZoom.com, also noted automotive journalist and author. Larry, how many books have you written up to date? I know you're constantly working on new ones, but what's the count right now?
I don't know. It's 12 or 13. You know, it's funny, after the first couple, you lose track. I know that sounds very, you know, stilted to say that. But actually, I the newest one is coming. I'm waiting any day to get my first author's copy. One of the coolest things about writing a book is they send a small group of 5 or 6 of them back from the printers to the publisher, and then the publisher, like FedExes you the first copy of your book. And it's very cool when it comes. And so I'm waiting for the one. I actually did a book for Motor Books. It's called the First Gear Series. It's kind of an introduction to, and it's on Ferrari. So I should be seeing that one fairly soon. And then that comes out sometime late summer, early fall. And then sometime this winter, I co-wrote a book with John Lamb on 365 sports cars you must drive. And that was kind of fun. So those are the two that are coming out. And the last one that was actually published was the book on the development of the Chevy Volt.
That's fantastic. Tell us a little bit about some of the new vehicle press drives or unveils.
The latest thing I've driven was about a week and a half ago. I drove the new Prius. It's called the Prius V. V as in versatile or versatility, and it's the kind of the Prius station wagon. It's a hybrid. It's 6 inches longer and 2 or 3 inches wider and 1 inch taller than the current Prius, but it holds a lot more inside. Has right around double the interior space and a wider back seat, so 3 people can sit very comfortably, and you can still haul a lot of gear. I liked it a lot. I thought it was terrific. Some people, I'm sure, will be disappointed to know that it's rated where the current Prius is, which is a compact, is rated at 50 miles per gallon. This one is rated, I think, at 41 or 42 or 43 miles a gallon. But part of it is because it's just a bigger vehicle. And we really don't stop and think about what the impact size and aerodynamics has on fuel economy. It makes a huge difference. And I know one of the things that really opened my eyes was on the new Camaro, which is a subject of another book I've done. Mm-hmm. But a company put lowering springs on, did nothing else to the Camaro, but put lowering springs on it and lowered the car, I think, an inch and a half and gained 2.5 miles per gallon.
Oh, wow.
And it's because of the aerodynamics. You lower the car, there's less air going underneath it. You get better fuel economy because, you know, you don't have all that air going under the car. And it's amazing when you stop and think that something that little, like just dropping the car an inch and a half, can pick you up a couple miles per gallon. It's astounding. But, you know, that's the impact that you know, frontal area and aerodynamics and weight. The other thing is, too, the new Prius is a bigger car and it weighs right around 300 pounds more than the current car, you know, and all that stuff, you know, factors into it. So I think we tend to forget that until we're reminded by automotive engineers about, you know, how they work and work and work to take off weight and to be in the, you know, in the wind tunnel and, you know, fine-tune and fine-tune and fine-tune to get the car as optimized as possible.
Let's talk a little bit about this move by Toyota to expand on the Prius name. You know, there's rumors there are going to be more Prii.
They actually have decided that the plural of Prius is Prii. They are going to have, by the end of next year, there will be 4 Prius vehicles in the United States, if I can get this right. There'll be the current Prius that we, you know, all know and love. There'll be the Prius V coming this fall, which will be the station wagon version. There will be a plug-in version of the current Prius. And then there will be a new, if I think I have this right, a new smaller Prius, an even smaller one. And technically, I think the new Lexus
CT
something.
Yes, CT.
It could actually be a Prius. I mean, it's really a Prius with a Lexus badge. You know, I don't know who they're trying to fool. But anyway, to me, that's actually a Prius. I think of that as a Prius, too. But, yeah, there will be a full family of Prii. There's a lot of rumors that they'll break it off as a separate division from Toyota. Everybody at Toyota says, no, that doesn't really make any sense to do it as a separate division. You know, but there will be an array of Prii, which is hard to get, you know, I just call them Priuses, but, you know, they actually had a lot of fun coming up with the name Prii and they had a contest and all that. So, you know, it's their car, they guess they can call it whatever they want.
Absolutely. When you're driving around in the Michigan and Illinois area there, are you driving press cars or your own vehicle?
No, I'm mainly driving my own car. My 142,000-mile 12-year-old Nissan pickup truck.
Good for you.
It is a good lesson in change oil every 3,000 to 4,000 miles in cars and take care of it. And I was at someplace the other day, and somebody was asking me about my truck, and they said, how old is it? Because, you know, it still looks great. But, you know, for one thing, it's never seen salt on a road.
That's true.
He lives in Arizona, and when it comes to the Midwest, there's no salt on the road anymore. So it's actually surprising to me to see cars with rust on them when I come back here. You know, because living in Arizona, you know, you don't get salt on the road, and if you live in the area where it snows, they don't use salt, they use cinders. So rust is something we don't know about.
That is true, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the Camaro book that has gotten rave reviews. And I know recently you had the opportunity to test drive the Camaro convertible, which I understand right out of the box is doing extraordinarily well sales-wise.
Oh, yeah, and it's funny. A friend of mine who lives out east bought one and called me one morning at like 6 o'clock in the morning. No, it was earlier than that. It was like 4:30 in the morning, my time. And he had picked it up the night before and was about to put the top down for the first time and had to call and tell me about it. And, of course, he was so excited he forgot the fact that there was a three-hour time difference. I was sound asleep. But that's the kind of, you know, I think that's kind of the effect the cars had on people. I know. I did a drive today, and I saw a couple of Camaros, and they look stunning on the road, and the convertible even more so. And like I've said to people, you know, the Camaro convertible, it's a lot like driving a Corvette, except you've got a back seat.
Yeah.
And it's less expensive. Not to say anything negative about Corvettes, because let's face it, you know, a Corvette is a true, real sports car that you can take to the racetrack and stuff. And, you know, and a Camaro is a, you know, it's a very sporty car, but, you know, you're not going to go race a Corvette with it. But with the V8, it sure feels like a Corvette.
It sure does.
You know, you put the top down, and like I say, the Camaro's got a back seat and the Corvette doesn't. So if you have pets or children or want to take some friends along, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, save a little bit of money, too, as the Corvette continues to creep up in price like everything else these days. It's going to be interesting to see the ultimate Camaro there, the ZL1, and also if they do indeed come back with a Z28 variant, which has been rumored as well.
Oh, I'm sure there'll be a Z28. I wish that there was a new serious Trans Am racing series. You know, so we could bring back that whole area, because they call them the modern muscle cars. Back in the day, they were pony cars, but you've got the cars. All three of the big three have them. Wouldn't it be great if we had a full blown, you know, SCCA racing series again?
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic? Absolutely. So where is the best place for folks to get copies of your various books?
They can get them through Motorbooks.com, or you can get it through Amazon.com. Lots of people say to me, well, can I just buy it from you? And I'm like, no, you can't buy it from me. I get half a dozen copies, and that's all I get. And although I've said to people, if you want to send it to me, I will autograph it and send it back to you. So that's not a problem.
Tell me what's going to be the next cool event that you attend there in the Midwest.
Next weekend I'm going to... And I apologize, I don't even know the name of it. It's a it's an all Corvette car show for the Southeast Michigan Corvette Club. They all get together and they do a show at it's at a park in Canton, Michigan. Several hundred cars. And one of the things that's interesting about it, unlike the Bloomington Gold Show, there are a lot of highly modified and souped up Corvettes. Corvettes with Lamborghini doors and all kinds of
exotic
things.
That's going to be cool. Larry,
next weekend.
We'll talk with you real soon. Thanks,
okay.
My friend. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.